of the way.
Come on.
Two musical acts right there that have both named Clara Ward and the Clara Ward Singers as an absolute inspiration for their own careers. We just heard music from a veteran soul and gospel vocalist, Naomi Shelton, and the Gospel Queens. Now, Naomi Shelton found late career success when she was rediscovered by Daptone Records more than 40 years after her professional debut. We heard the song Thank You Lord. That is from Naomi Shelton's album Cold World, released in 2014, the last album she released before her passing. In the middle, it is Motown greats Martha and the Vandellas with their song Livewire, released as a single in 1964. Although Martha and the Vandellas come with that traditional Motown sound, they came into Motown with gospel roots, especially that with Clara Ward and the Clara Ward Singers. And that's who we started that set with. It's Clara Ward with The Last Mile of the Way, also released as a single by Clara Ward. Interestingly enough, the Clara Ward Singers actually toured the country, sometimes in the company of Reverend C.L. Franklin. Now, you know where I'm going with this, whose, at the time, very young daughter Aretha looked to Clara Ward for guidance. Again, Clara Ward Singers absolutely helping shape pop music as it is today. And if Clara Ward, in her own right, is a gospel great groundbreaker, one of the Ward Singers stepped out on her own as well, and that is Marianne Williams, the fourth and final great gospel groundbreaker trailblazer I want to focus on before wrapping up this hour. Marianne Williams is a musician who found herself stepping out of the ensemble of the Ward Singers to go on a tour and record as a soloist, eventually coming to great acclaim. She was part of the Ward Singers when young Aretha Franklin was there, and Marianne Williams herself became an inspiration. In fact, when Marianne Williams passed away, Aretha Franklin performed at the funeral. Gospel for Marianne Williams was not a category, but just an occasion for exuberance, faith, humor, savvy. At the heart of Marianne Williams' art lay her ability to look into life's mystery and emerge clear-eyed and strong. Marianne Williams was the recipient of two very prestigious prizes, the MacArthur Foundation grant and a Kennedy Center honors citation. She was the first gospel singer in history to win either of those awards. When presented with the Kennedy Center honors, Little Richard was asked to be one of the presenters. And at that award ceremony, Little Richard shouted, "Marianne, you're the one who gave me my woo." And that woo, in many ways, became architecture and blueprint to rock and roll. And when we step back and see who trailblazed that woo, it wasn't Little Richard. It was Marianne Williams. This is what I'm saying when I am talking about the influence and impact of these gospel great groundbreakers. Here is Marianne Williams right now, here on Girly So Groovy. Yeah.
Tell me why. like I know you can.
Rock me, Jesus.
I said, hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
Hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
Come on and hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
Come on and hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
If you hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
If you hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
I'll be able.
Hold me, Jesus.
Stand my test.
Hold me, Jesus.
If you hold me.
This week on Girly So Groovy, we are celebrating groundbreakers within the genre of gospel music and how that became the blueprint for rock and roll and R&B and hip hop and so much music to come from that. Two musical acts right there that have both cited the great gospel groundbreaker Marianne Williams as a major influence. One comes from the Como Mamas. Now, the Como Mamas are a gospel trio hailing from the Mississippi Delta who have been singing informally together for decades, but much like Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, the Como Mamas found late career success recording for Daptone Records. We heard the song Almighty God, Mighty God. That is from their album Move Upstairs, released in 2017. In the middle, reaching back to her 1967 11th studio album, it is Aretha Franklin. From her album, Aretha Arrives, it is You Are My Sunshine, a musician who actually performed at the funerals for both Marianne Williams and Mahalia Jackson. And speaking of Marianne Williams, that's how we started the set with her song, He's Yet Alive, taken from the album Strong Again. You know, just to wrap up this hour, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, when you look at burgeoning pop music in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, there was not much room for women musicians, let alone black women musicians. And the church, in many ways, became a home for black women singers. Among the women who most moved their congregations, Mahalia Jackson, Clara Ward, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Marianne Williams, with their commanding physical energy and distinctive vocal ranges, were perhaps the most influential figures on rock and jazz musicians alike. And it was that energy that reverberated like shockwaves in teenagers like Little Richard, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis, the very generation that would go on to create early rock and roll. Since then, countless others unknowingly felt the presence of these gospel women who helped give rock and roll its absolute soul. I want to thank you for tuning in. I thought we would do something a little bit different with this monthly series. Again, being Black History Month, I thought it was a great way to get to honor as many incredible black female vocalists as possible, especially within a genre that's not featured that often here on Girly So Groovy. I want to remind you that you can stay in touch with the show all week long. We're on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, and we're also on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. And if you ever want to listen to a show again or go back, if you've ever missed a show, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. We are on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. It's a great way to press play or pause. You can listen at your leisure that way. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly for over 22 years now in the Windsor, Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM. And is now broadcasting across Canada, coast to coast, and into the United States. Perhaps you're listening right now on your favorite community or campus station. I'm going to leave you with one last song. It is a Toronto musician, a modern musician, who makes music that definitely feels like it's got an influence from these early gospel singers. Cold Specs is a singer-songwriter who takes sorrow-filled lyrics and pairs it up with blues, gospel, and folk. Reaching back to her 2012 debut album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, I'm going to leave you with the song Send Your Youth. Again, thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, stay happy. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
take my bed and oh my Lord, will you take my claim? This February child was made for us.